The issues with the Airbus A380 airplane is an intriguing story. In light of the fact that albeit completed subparts couldn't be assembled into a whole airplane, every one of the subparts was accurately produced. Airplanes are progressively refined, and the A380 airplane has roughly 530 kilometers of cables, 100,000 wires, and 40,300 connectors. Programming is utilized both to design the airplane and in the assembling. Be that as it may, the enormous subparts were made in two distinct countries, with different versions of the software in each assembling base. In this way, when Airbus was bringing the two parts of the airplane together, the different software implied that the wiring on one didn't match the wiring on the other. The cables couldn't get together without being changed. Testing had been done, yet it didn't test something as clear as the versions of the design software and whether they were compatible, which, for this situation, they were evidently not. Every huge subpart was worked by its own version of the KTIA, computer-aided three-dimensional interactive application, software. The outcome didn't give an airplane that could fly.